This display contains two European cafe-style chairs, simply made from smooth bentwood rods, stained dark brown, and with straw-coloured cane seats. Above them, on the wall, are the component pieces of a third chair. Designed in the 1850s by Tonnet Brothers in Vienna, the chairs were revolutionary, mass-produced from bent solid wood as well as the more pliable laminated wood. The chair on the right is known as Armchair No. 1, a reference to its number in Tonnet's marketing catalogue. It's slightly larger than its companion. Its back legs and the frame of its backrest are formed from a single solid rod, bent into a hoop like a wide balloon. It curves gently forwards, from the feet to the back of the seat, and then out again to the top of the backrest. At each shoulder is a fork where the rod seems to split, these branches curving down in an S-shape for the sitter to lean against. The S-shapes are back-to-back and join in a loop above the seat. They're made of laminate, and the frame of solid wood, although it's impossible to tell the difference because the joins are so smooth. Each arm is also S-shaped, ending in an elegant spiral. Sitters' hands have worn the front of the arms paler. The seat itself is formed from strips of cane interlaced over a rounded rectangular frame. The seat has only two visible fixings. Behind the 2 points where it meets the back hoop is a single domed brass screw head. The chair's front legs, topped by a capital, splay out slightly towards the floor. Chair on the left, chair number 14 in Tonnet's catalogue, has a circular seat and no arms. Compared with the first chair, it's a relatively plain design and the back hoop is tighter. Tucked just inside it is a thinner arch with a flatter curve. The front legs are a similar shape but completely plain. The dismembered pieces displayed on the wall make up a later version of number 14. On the left is the chair back. Tucked inside is an inner arch that forms part of the back, with beneath, side by side, the two front legs. On the right is the circular seat frame. Above that is a slightly smaller and thinner ring, a rail to go round the legs, a later design feature. The rail encircles a horizontal line of small screws, with beneath two larger screws, two washers, and two wooden pegs. Tonnet chairs were transported in pieces, packed up in crates and ready for assembly by the distributor or retailer.